Looking forward to getting outside on this beautiful day today and working in preparation for a good Tampa Bay football team. They are 3-4, as you know. They're 2-1 in their last three games. But for a one-point decision at Washington, they would have won their last three. They're 11th overall on offense, the fourth-ranking rushing team in the league. Jameis Winston, the young quarterback, has done an outstanding job of directing his team. Very strong arm, strong runner when he pulls the ball down. Doug Martin, the fourth leading rusher in the league. Donovan Smith, the rookie left tackle. Charles Sims, the backup running back, who does an outstanding job with the passing game. And Logan Mankins, who really does run the show up front for that offensive line. Defensively, it's a Lovie Smith defense for sure. They run very well. They're very quick. They're penetrators. The linebacker level is very fast. They do an outstanding job of pressuring the quarterback, even with four defenders. They are 15th in the league overall. Their 13 takeaways makes them 6th in the league, and their 9 fumble recoveries makes them 1st in the league in that category. Their special teams is outstanding. They're 4th in the league in punt return, 2nd in the league in kickoff return, 5th in the league allowing only 4.7 yards per punt return, opponent punt return. Their outstanding punt returner and kickoff returner is Bobby Rainey. They have speed and quickness in their special teams unit. I think a couple of things indicative about this team. 4 games ago against Carolina, they suffered a defeat, didn't give up a lot of yards, but were -4 in the turnover margin. 4 weeks later against Atlanta in overtime, they were +4, and they were able to win the game. So they've been resilient. They gave up a 24-0 lead to lose to Washington. They were up 20 points against Atlanta. Atlanta came back, tied them. They went into overtime, and, of course, they won the game in overtime. So it's a good team. It's an improving team. And, you know, we've got to prepare ourselves to go to Tampa this coming Sunday.
What is it about Jameis that you've seen over the progression? I'm sure you watched a bunch of games of him that sort of better now than it was maybe earlier in the year.
Well, one of the things I just mentioned, the -4 was directly attributed to him against Carolina, and he's taking good care of the ball right now. They use, because of the strength of their running game, their play action is very good, and he has the opportunity to isolate one-on-one with Evans or whoever on the outside, and he throws the go ball, the deep post ball, all the deep over routes, the nakeds, the nudes, all of those type of routes he does very well. And if you signify by opening the middle of the field up for him, he'll run. So he's gotten a grasp of what they would like to do. He does have a strong arm, so if they're just spotting up in their routes against zone coverages, he delivers the ball in a rapid-fire fashion to the open receiver.
You left the door open for Jason Pierre-Paul this week. What's the plan for him today and help?
Practice. He's going to practice. He'll practice today. He'll practice tomorrow. He'll get, you know, a good amount of reps, and we'll take it from there.
He'll be with the defense?
He'll be with our defense. He'll also get some scout team reps.
Where's Will Beatty in his progression?
He's going to work this week, and then the decision is forthcoming.
He's going to work with the offense or with the scout team?
He'll work a little bit with both.
Decision's forthcoming after this week's game, you mean?
I think it is right after this game, yeah.
Thomas, any of JPP's acceleration have anything to do with the real problems you've been having on defense?
No. It has to do with him and whether he's ready or not. If he's ready, we'll play him. If he's not ready, then we'll take more time.
Is this, you know, this clearance that he's getting, is this a little surprising to you that you know, he's been here a week and all of a sudden he's, you know, on the field? You know, a lot of times with players, it takes a little time to get acclimated.
Nah. Jack Hardy, I think it was the same thing with that, wasn't it? He had a bye week and he came back. I don't care about anybody else. It's the individual. He's in outstanding physical condition. We knew that. We tried that right away. We've had him in pads on on Friday, or excuse me, on Saturday morning. We had him in pads on Monday. So we're feeling good about, you know, accelerating him along. There's nothing unusual about it when a guy who's in his position is in the condition that he's in and prepares himself to play. And that's what he's done.
I'm sorry. Is the conditioning okay, or is the issue his hand? How much his hand can handle at this point?
Well, I think it's probably both. But all that's been told to me and all the preparation has gone on to make sure that he has a glove that helps him in that regard.
Tom, how much reinforcements can you get from, like, Mukamara, Beeson, or Thomas? Are there any of those guys closer to coming back?
Well, to be Prince is going to work, but he's going to work, you know, individual, and then have a couple of snaps as a scout team corner just to get his footwork going again. John's not going to practice today.
With Prince, when he does return, is this something he's just going to have to sort of still deal with, or is it the hope that he could be 100%?
Well, that's a good question, which I'm not a doctor, so he wouldn't be cleared to play if he couldn't handle it. He may have to wear some kind of strap or something. But, if that's the case, then I'm sure you'll ask me that again when he steps on the field.
Is there any indication that Victor Cruz will practice at all this week or do anything?
None that I know of.
Donnell.
He's not going to practice.
What's the outlook on him? I mean, is it?
Week to week, I'm sure. Day to day, week to week, I don't know.
Reuben Randall.
He won't practice today, but we feel like he'll move along.
Tom, their ability to make big plays, how important will it be to wrap them up and chain them up and limit those breaking of tackles of Martin and Evans and those guys?
Well, that's huge anytime. But when you study a guy like Martin, you see that he's very good at that. I mean, he takes a shot and then all of a sudden he regroups and gets you another three. That's critical anytime. So it's just as important, just as it was last week.
Your team, obviously, yesterday didn't make any moves at the trading deadline. I know they're hard to make in the NFL, but is that not doing something an indication that you and the organization believe that you have enough here to make a run at the playoffs?
I wouldn't comment on the transaction, non-transaction. I'm sure that there were phone calls made. There always are, whether or not they obviously didn't work out. But I don't think anybody's satisfied with just sitting there. And are we trying to play as well as we can to get in the playoffs? Certainly we are. Naturally we are.
But do you believe that there's enough here to do that, to make that run?
This is our team, and we're going to do the very best we can with our team. Right now we're currently in first place, so let's stay there.
You have some pretty big names on the sidelines, John Beeson, Prince, Victor Cruz, Will Beattie, Jason Pierre-Paul. Can you get where you want to go, or do you need?
Well, certainly, you got to have your players on the field. Certainly they do. Certainly you need them on the field. That's why they're here. But at this point in time, many of them are not ready to go. So we do the best we can with what we have. Anything else?
You have any timetable on Cruz at all yet?
No.
If you're without Donnell, Will Tye, I guess, I mean, what's your comfort level with him?
He's improved. He's done a nice job. You know, he's played well when he's had the opportunity, and obviously he got a lot of plays last week in New Orleans, and so we feel like he's got to be the guy. And you know what? He's come along, and he's done. He improves every week, and that's what we're counting on.
Now, what's your confidence level with the defense bouncing back?
Well, I think they will bounce back. I think they will. I think that what exactly that means. Obviously each opponent is a different opponent, but I think that the frame of mind will be the right way. I think we'll bounce back.
You make significant changes on that side, or are you trying?
No, not significant that you're going to see.